Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Ash and JD, they're the hosts, talking real, they're not like most. The podcast and fun with a side of wit, get ready, cause you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise, sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
And we are back. Yes, it is us. Ash and JD, back on the Real Talking, back coming in your ears after a few.
Makes the hearts grow stronger, mate.
Unfortunately, it has been a couple of weeks. It's been a hard couple of weeks all round. You know, little baby's one now.
Yeah, so little Kobe's. How quick's that's gone?
It's flown by.
And JD was just saying off the pod, obviously we've had a few messages of asking, are we giving it up? Have we left?
Unfortunately for you guys, we are still here.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
For some, James. I'll get on to your message in a minute, mate. Don't you worry there, kid. It's just been a long couple of weeks. I had my holiday as well with the work and all that. And we just couldn't align it properly. Life's busy. And
but here we are.
Yeah, we're back. We're back with a bang.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, not a good con anyway, or it could be a good con depending on how much you've enjoyed this episode. I mean, what have we missed in the last 3 weeks, really? Then there's been a lot of lot more UAP sightings.
I was literally going to say the same thing. Every time I go on TikTok now, there seems to be another UAP or something about Mike. It's coming.
It is coming.
They're slowly releasing stuff that. Because they had a Congress thing in America, didn't they, about another one?
Yeah,
about
so...
there was that Manchester one. Did you see that one?
And with one of the USA... Well, I think it was USA meeting, or it might have been a national meeting or something, where confirmation that aliens live in the ocean.
Right. Well, it would make sense, being it's...
You're looking at me like you haven't seen that one.
I've seen a few things about that, because...
You looked a bit like... distant, as if to say, where's this one
coming from? No, it's because it was just like, it's like you read in my mind, you know.
Oh, right.
Because it UAP.
On the same wavelength there. Walking out. Yeah. But, it's a apparent confirmation that they're living in the ocean. But were they here before us? This is what we need to know now. Mm. How much information are they holding back from us?
I know we've said it before, but I'd love to get proper confirmation, like, proper footage, just something to say. Just the proof that aliens exist.
And the ghosts.
And the ghost, yeah.
But I feel like, I mean, we have been saying it long enough now, I feel like it's on the verge of coming out. The flat earthers are so salty about it, though. I've been laughing my socks off the last couple of weeks. It makes me laugh so much, because I see... every experiment that's done, they can't prove that water sticks on a cylinder on a ball, basically. But it's not, if you're trying to do an experiment with a ball that has no gravity, how's the water going to stick to it?
Yeah.
If you pour water on the top of a ball, it's going to roll off,
obviously,
because you can't create gravity in this ball. And then
science
again with a gyroscope. So that's something that naturally finds its perfect level. They're saying it doesn't matter where you put that on Earth, it's always going to be on its own point. Well, yeah, because gravity is coming from the centre of the Earth, so it's always going to be consistent all the way around.
No, you remind me of Brian Cox there, mate.
Mate, smart.
Just some knowledge alleys there.
Smart things and that. Big brass.
Smart. Got big brains, you know. My man got the big brain.
Yeah. But yeah, I keep seeing all these stupid videos, and it is because none of them still have the answer of why. Why would they lie about the Earth being flat as opposed to a sphere or egg-shaped that it is apparently, allegedly, according to NASA? And it, again, with all the, oh, but every picture that we've got of the Earth is photoshopped. Yeah, because we haven't got a big enough camera to take a full picture. Or, you know, and if it's far enough back, it's not going to be a good, clear picture.
Yeah.
So obviously the satellites are going around taking individual pictures and it gets put together like a big jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know where this flat thing come from, because someone's got to go seeing that it was round and was like, whoa, 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 or flat, if you will, and then be like, well, say it's round. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I kind of get some of the other conspiracy theories where they've deleted a section of history, you know, the Tartarians and stuff, which we will deep dive into at some point.
Is that, obviously, have you seen the thing on Netflix where he does that last civilization?
Because is that the Brian Cox?
Is that other geezer?
Graham?
Yes, yes. Yeah. What's his name?
Oh, God. Well, I know you're on about it, though. Graham Hancock.
That's it, because he goes about that last civilization. Like an advanced one, if you look at hydrographics. All the way, like the Mayans?
Yeah, you got the Mayans.
And look, other civilizations that was ahead of its time, but then have seen have lost. Like, how do you move like 1,000-pound granite worth of stone, like 2,000 years ago, or wherever it was, and now you'd need cranes and everything to move it? It's stuff like that.
But again, since you just touched onto that, another one of these bollocks, fucking flat earth twats. Sorry if we're offending you, if you are a flat earther listening, but you are a bit of a retard. So apparently before Isaac Newton discovered the theory of gravity, gravity acted differently, and hence why they were able to move these 1,000-ton slabs of granite and that. Is because
it's like a blue.
Yeah, gravity acted differently. So the average man could lift them up between them and move them, and it didn't just create gravity and it didn't act differently. There was other technologies. Again, I know I touched on it in an older episode of the podcast, but there's, I don't know if it was on that ancient civilization of Graham Hancock, but there's basically theories of how sound waves, essentially, so resonating through different sound waves that helped move these stones and stuff. Because you'll see with some experiments where they've got a speaker, and then when they're playing music and stuff, the balls are hovering above them. So essentially that, but on a much larger scale. Because obviously there's frequencies that we can't hear. Even just the other day, for example, I was in the hospital, other reasons and whatever. I haven't broke anything. But as one of these nurses had, like, they turned on the machine, I don't know what the machine was, but it ended up being a high-pitched noise. Now, as she's done it, I've already started to wince, and because I suffer with tinnitus. So I've winced and essentially put my finger in my ear almost a good second before the wife's heard it then. And she's like, I don't get it, Jay. You've literally moved before I heard that. And it's because it's as it's getting up to the highest pitch that everyone else could hear, my ears already heard it. And I don't know how, but yeah, I did. But again, I know once you reach a certain age, you stop hearing certain frequencies as well. I think it's like 25.
Yeah, because shopkeepers sometimes used to blast this frequency that under 21s could only hear.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't hang around the shops.
Yeah. hanging out solo, Jane, Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Fuck the police. $15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
How did it start, though? Oh, it's going to warm me up now.
Yeah, because he asked for a nickel back or something.
Yeah.
So a little bag bucks, of...
Little man.
Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show you, oh me, oh me, oh, my jungle love. Oh we, oh we, oh, I think I want to know ya. So for anyone that doesn't know that, Jay and Silent Bob multiple films, to be fair, though, isn't it? The original one that was from was called Clerks. The Marty three Clerks.
It was Jane Silent and Bob Strokes Back with that.
That was the second. Oh, sorry, yeah. That was the second.
But yeah, I think it went Clerks, Jane Silent and But it's like they're all the same characters, but it's about Clerks.
They've done a lot of films, though, to be fair. Yeah. There was Clerks 1 and 2.
More Rats. You remember that one?
More Rats. Dogma.
Dogma, I like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say. There's a teaser the other day, actually, of Dogma 2, and it was Matt Damon's character. So I won't do any spoilers of the actual film, but, like, he's back, and he's got his memory back again. So as if he's going to kick off again.
I haven't watched Dogma for years.
I feel like I'm going to have to get onto him again now, because they're a good little series to watch, series of films to watch through, to be fair.
Yeah, I watched the newer Giant Silent Bob. Did you watch that one? It came about.
Yeah, where it was the movie of the comic book that was made of them. I think they just done it for the money, really, didn't they? They tried to be too hard, and all the cameos and all that. Worth a watch, but I wouldn't force myself to watch it.
Yeah, again.
I mean, I'll probably, if I do go back through watching the Clerks and all that in the order that they're made for, I might end up watching it at the end for the sake of people.
The thing about Clerks, it's that song, the Goodbye Horses.
What he's doing, the tuck, the cock tuck.
Yeah.
Which a lot of yous probably do at home, don't you? you know, it's quite a common thing these days. Which we won't get onto that. We've voiced it enough times over the past. But yeah, the aliens are there, man. They've got to start showing the faces soon. Have they got faces, though?
Because it could be like a rival where it's more like a hand.
Mm.
Remember that one? And they don't speak.
Telepathic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind readers. Yeah, there's that.
That's a great film, actually. Arrival. Watch that a few weeks ago, actually. Mm. Great film, babe.
There is some good alien films, aren't there? Mate, again, what was it? Not Sixth Sense. Was it Sixth Sense?
That's the ghost one, isn't it?
Yeah, with Bruce Willis. They're in the field, aren't they? Oh, God.
They're in the field?
Yeah, Lord, they see him in the field and that first, and then, Lord, because at the end, the basically to go to water. The aliens are harmed by water and that. I'm trying to think of who the
A Quiet Place.
No. Oh, God.
Because that...
That's going to do me.
A Quiet Place is where they make the noise and then but they're afraid of water.
I wonder if it's meant to be the same species then. But no. They live on a farm. It's not Mel Gibson. No. Is it Joaquin Phoenix, actually?
Oh, Signs.
Signs.
Signs, yeah. Yeah,
that was a good film, man. Yeah. And, some good old classic films out there. So, aliens, we've established that they're real now. Biden, he's making the most of his...
Pardon his son, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I saw a lovely clip where it's like, I don't know, in America, you have the house speaker. Yeah. And like he'd like done a montage of like going back to like 2022. Mm. He's not going to pardon his son.
I'm sick of speaking about this subject.
He's
not
going to do it. And then like his last one, he's going to do it.
But I don't know why he always denied that he was ever
going to do it. He was always going to do it,
yeah,
Bernie.
You don't know, aren't you? I mean, again, he's probably done that for a reason. Like paid off whoever to prolong the court case. So... it's gone to the final weeks, essentially, of his reign. So he could just do it, and then he hasn't got to deal with the public again then. So, yeah, did he? All right, fuck off then. Kamala Harris, there was a... I don't know what speech she was giving, but she looked like she'd had a couple of glasses of vino beforehand.
She always does, doesn't she? Look, she had some Mont Blanc beforehand.
Yeah, she's a... Yeah, she was slurring her words a little bit. Still a bit salty that she lost to our man Trump. The saviour, the Lord and saviour.
Have you seen this stuff that Donald Trump? Well, someone's on about making. I don't know how it got into the phone. Canada is going to join America and be the 51st state. Have you seen that?
I've not seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't be able to do it as 51st, really, would they? Because of the size of Canada, they'd have to divvy it up a little bit easier.
They said to, so from what it's on TikTok, that basically he said to the Prime Minister of Canada, join America and I'll make you the governor. So, and then Donald Trump put like this AI image of him in the Rocky Mountains.
He's just a geezer, yeah. So I was thinking about this the other day, actually, though. So how with the American politics, it's quite a celebrity status, really. Obviously, Trump wasn't in politics before, and when he's made his fortunes and that, you know, so he was more of a celebrity. And then the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger just becoming a governor.
Yeah.
Now, fair enough, he might have had to have done, you know, some educational stuff beforehand, but still, he was a celebrity, big movie actor. And you tend to find that again, well, Barack Obama, he was a politician, but as soon as he was running for president and that was it. He was like a big celebrity on that sense, even though he was a world leader. But it does seem more of like a popularity game as opposed to what their policies are, really. So if we were to go down that route now, like the UK, because it kind of seems like it's leaning that way a little bit with the likes of the Reform Party having Jeremy Corbyn as their face at the moment, and how he's becoming more of a celebrity in that sense as well.
Nigel Farage, sorry.
Corbyn. I don't know why Corbyn come out. So if we were to get a more of a celebrity-style person to become our Prime Minister in the future, who would you think would be a good selection?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Bang on 100%. The money. We are on the same wavelength today, then, mate.
Yeah. Because literally, everything he says is just, I agree with.
Yeah. He's always been quite a controversial character.
And on about, because I think Jeremy Clarkson, I think Jag. Have you seen that Jag the Jaguar stuff?
Yeah.
Jag. Yeah. You can't say that now when you've got one of those. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not Jaguar as such, is it?
Yeah, but he's been quite on it for a couple of years now. The farmers' rights and all that, and obviously he's got his own farm and all that now as well. But I feel like he would be one that could easily just slide into that role. You know, he's obviously a knowledgeable person. Came from a family of wealth originally, anyway. But yeah, I think he'd be able to fit that profile and quite easily sit there. You can just imagine him on that table next to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Let's get this done, mate. Looking bosh.
Yeah. Because they don't mince the words, is it? I think that's what it is.
And they feel like an open book. Like, you do believe what they're saying, and that they're actually trying to do it for the greater good. Whereas, you know, all two-tier care, fucking prick. It's just been nonsense and lies and going back on there.
Yeah, everything. I've seen another thing where it's like, we're not going to cut fuel allowance or whatever. And they've done it. We're not going to do this. We've done it.
Yeah.
His points is the lowest on record for any prime minister.
And for how quick it's been as well.
Like 3 months.
Yeah. Well, did you see the petition?
Yeah, I think.
So I signed it when it was on around 17,000 as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so it literally only been out like an hour or so when I saw it.
See, last time I seen it, it was like over 2 million.
Yeah, so again, last I saw it, it was just under 3 million, but it reached over a million signatures within 24 hours. 2 million in, I think, just over 2 days. I haven't checked it recently now. It was a recent...
But because they're saying it's not a proper thing, that nothing's going to happen from it.
So because I signed it, I'll get the updates on it now.
Right.
So once it reaches over 100,000, it has to get put forward to go to Parliament.
That's the mirror of the truth.
But again, because it's reached so many, if it reaches over 9 million, then that basically has to be done.
Yeah.
Because that's more people, more signatures than how many people actually voted for Labour.
Right.
So I don't know how many people actually voted overall, but it's mad because there's essentially like 8 parties that actually got a majority of votes. So we've Labour, Conservative, Reform got a good amount, because Reform actually got more, but because there wasn't more enough seats available,
yeah, for them,
they couldn't actually take control, essentially. And then, but even that Robot Man, I don't know what party it was, but did you see him? No, that was that for Mayor of London, was it? Garbage Man, Garbage Man.
Yeah.
He got a lot. I don't know if it was a local council or for the Mayor of London. But yeah, he got like 10,000 votes or something when he done it. Mad bastard. So yeah, essentially, if it reaches over 9 million, then they have to do it. Look, they've got to take it to the discussion in Parliament anyway at the moment now. But yeah, if it goes over 9 million, it doesn't matter about any discussion. They have to do another general election. So, anyone from the UK, I'd push for it and say, look, just sign it, find it, sign it.
We said, obviously, how shit it's going to be. And we did say it won't take long. Literally.
And because that petition started from, I don't think he was a farmer. I'm sure he was a pub landlord.
Yes.
And obviously, they're affected so much by all these changes. Because when they did the budget, laughably, whatever they tried to cut, it's meant to have reduced the cost of a pint by 1p. And straight away, I saw lot bar staff and lot pub owners and that saying, well, we can't drop a pint price by 1p because we've still got the electric costs, which is going up. Fuel costs. Everything else going up. Wages got to go up and that as well. So we can't drop the price of a pint by a pence because we've still got to pay out more because of everything else that they're charging. And then the logs of I don't even know the bitch's name, to be fair, but the one who done she's lied on a CV. And she didn't have major job roles beforehand. She just worked in smaller roles in fields, banking. But then how much she's been claiming, and there was another one that's her husband's minted and all that. They've got a 4 million house in Notting Hill, and then they still claim fuel allowance for the house, and they claim taxes on the second house that they own. It's just ridiculous.
Because if you're in politics, you don't have to pay the council tax on your London home if you don't live in London or something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Because you need a home in however it works. But as we said, I keep saying it, there should be like a point system in place, or some system in place is, if you go back on your word that got you votes, it goes against you. Then once you've hit so many points, it's got to be a general election because you've lost. You've basically lost trust in yourself because you've lied, basically, to people, basically.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, it won't be in for too much longer now. I've heard that Elon Musk is going to bankroll Nigel Farage. Have you seen this?
Yes. So, because Nigel Farage was asked about this as well. So, it's illegal for a person from another country to donate money to a British party. But his loophole for it is because there's a Twitter, UK branch, he can donate through their means. So Nigel was quite coy with the answers. He says, I don't know anything about this, only from what you've asked me, from the reporter asking the question. He was like, I don't have direct contact with Elon. He's a nice bloke and blah, blah, whatever. But I can't confirm or deny if anything's going to be donated because I haven't had any contacts. And so the report was like, so that's a yes then. He's like, no, I can't confirm or deny because I've got nothing on my side to be able to say yes or no. I can't say no now, and then I do get a donation in the future because I don't know. I haven't been put towards this situation. So, he just says the right things. He is quite cute in the political and knowledgeable sense, not looks-wise. But, you know, each to their own. He might be cute to some people, just not to me. I'm not gay. But, there's that. I'm a Celebrity's back on.
It's the same shit every year. It's the same shit every year. X Factor. What's it? Dancing on Ice, and you got Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent. It's always the same at the same time. So I'll never mix it up every year. I don't know how people watch it.
No, I don't watch any of it either. I just keep seeing some nonsense about Talisa. Because obviously she's in the jungle. How weird does she look these days as well?
I haven't seen nothing on it, mate.
It's just full on Botox. Like, face is all stretched and that. So I'd seen an interview before she went, I was going to say into the house then, but into the jungle, because jungle is massive. She tried, apparently, I don't know, say 10 years ago, she had a stroke. And so then as the muscles of, she's got use of face again, she started having Botox to even it out. Mm. And then as the face got full structure, the other side, so the side that wasn't affected, needed Botox. Yes. And so she keeps topping it up to keep it all at the same point now. And you think, look, Bab, just be honest, you wasn't happy with the way you looked, and so you're trying to make yourself feel better, and it just doesn't work.
You wanted Botox, didn't
you? Yeah. You know, so, we don't need excuses, basically.
She wanted it, Botox, she had it done.
Yeah, but we know what Dappy had to say about it, innit? They had some bangers back in the day, though, didn't they? All end dubs. Not that we're going to start singing them, because we don't want to get a copyright strike again. I'm just trying to think of if there is any other big news that we've missed in the last couple of weeks now, really.
I mean, it is literally just the usual politics, too many people coming over, Trump, UFOs.
Yeah, I think we've...
Literally, that is... We have covered everything we've missed, mate.
Yeah, I think the gist of it, we really have. I mean, no doubt someone's sitting there screaming, why haven't you spoken about this, you thieves? Well,
if so, email in or message.
Yeah, yeah. Please do re-educate us on anything we may have missed.
Some flat earthers going, it's flat.
I'm not listening to this again. It's wrong. Fucking dickheads. No, but on a serious note, if you are a flat earther, then... Let us know. Well, tell us what your beliefs are. What evidence have you got? Just try and convince us. Now, I'm looking on my phone at the moment. I don't know if you're getting the same. Amazon. So I'll keep getting notifications from Amazon. And I've just had another one again now. Get prepared for Halloween. Get Halloween ready and this and that. So, weeks ago. I don't know why. I just keep getting these notifications. I'm still getting Black Friday offers.
Right.
But if I was to click on it, obviously we haven't got Black Friday,
no.
So, yeah, Amazon, I don't know if it's just my phone, but the apps are...
I haven't had anything come up on mine.
Maybe it is just my phone. But I'm not going to mess around with it too much because we need our phone. I ain't going to mess. Speaking of phones, the hotline is there. Get your messages, WhatsApps in and that on there. 07470-488-096.
Still got him.
Boom. Keep them sending them in. Email address, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Send the emails in on there as well. As always, we always appreciate any questions, any stories, confessions, questions, advice, whatever you want to send. Send it over. We're here for you. We're here to give you
a hate mail.
Real. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to get onto the hate in a moment. We're here for the real talk, the real answers.
Who are you referring to with the hate mail, mate?
Well, firstly, we will just say apologies again for anyone that did message asking where are we and whatever, or thinking it is the end. It isn't. It's just hard times again, any. But we will get on to James. Now, I'm surprised, to be fair, because it's been 3 weeks missed. I've only had two emails off of James.
Right.
So his first one was top of the league and loving life. For anyone that is new to the podcast, James is a Liverpool fan. He's not a Liverpool resident.
He's consistent with it, mate.
He loves it. He's been crying into his Jurgen Klopp pillow.
I don't think he's crying no more, mate.
No, because we haven't been on for a couple of weeks. That's why he's been crying.
His Arnold Stott said he's fucking right there now.
He's got a fucking... worn out bit, ain't it? Because he's been rubbing the fucking life out of me.
Yeah, when the bit round Madrid. Oh,
Salah!
<Stella!
Oh, James.
Definitely, yeah. Look at that.
So, yeah, he's loving life at the top of the league. Just make the most of it while you're up there, to be fair. It's still mad how bad City were in the month of November. Right. No one expected it. No one had 7 games without a win on the bingo card for Man City, did they?
But he says they'd be all right. And we was like, nah, he's going to be 6, and they're definitely not going to finish 6. They will finish top 2,
well,
at least.
We've still got the rest of the season to go.
Yeah, they look really good, though.
They do. As I said before, Arne Slot's walked into a team that's already won the Premier League. A couple of bad seasons with injuries and stuff, but the spine of that team's still there.
And Chelsea, joint second at the moment.
Yeah, but so are Brighton.
Brighton have fell off.
Well, joint second now. They were second the other night.
But Chelsea, you know.
It's such a congested top half of the table, though. I mean, before the other night against Arsenal, you know, we're only 4 points off the top 4.
Right, they need to stop looking at that top 4, man, yeah.
Well, it's both ways, though, isn't it? You know, they don't want to look down. It's close enough to there as well.
Yeah.
So, his second email, anyway, because we can't keep talking about football. No. Not a football podcast.
We're first order.
All the titles. So, his second one was, too much to handle that you can't drop a pod.
That's going to be after the Real Madrid game, isn't it? Honestly, after the Real Madrid game. After Salah.
Oh, God. You know. Yeah. But we've already explained it to you, James. You know, we was too busy, lad. You know, you just worry about your non-purple binge, your wool. we do apologise, James. We know you've missed us. Yeah. Hopefully you're not too hard listening to us right now. Rubbing on your Arne Slot. But we will get into a couple of questions now.
Right.
We've had across the board. First one, top of the list, alphabetical order. It isn't, it's just where it is, but yeah. So this one's from Brie, and she says, since I get it all the time, what's your favourite type of cheese?
Oh.
Now, while you're thinking, I will just say, I did have, while I was on holiday, I had some banging Brie squares. The pub that we was at, Brie Bites, big chunky bastards, rolled up in breadcrumbs, deep fried, so you bite into it. Oh, gooey as fuck. Well, banging.
As a man who's not had many cheese boards in his life, mate, is Red Leicester a separate cheese?
Yeah, so...
So that's the cheese I really like. So when I see Red Leicester, like crisps or whatever, when I see... I don't know if it's a... So Red Leicester.
So, yeah, Red Leicester's not a cheddar, but it's still close to a cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say Red Leicester's that one.
Quite nice.
What's that mouldy one that stinks, though? That's blue.
Blue cheese. It is.
You know what I love, though? You know some of the names, stuff like blue cheese.
Yeah.
Like, and so that stuck with that. Like, I would love, and I've said this to my partner, I would love Audi's naming stuff. So, you know, like, Rip Off or Snickers is a marathon, obviously, because, is a racer because Snickers used to be called Marathon.
Yeah.
I would love that. That, it's just finding that cheesy alternative. So everyone gets it. It's a bit of a like dig, but it's like joke at the same time. Like penguin seals.
Yeah.
Give me that job. But yeah, so someone's looked at cheese with blue cheese. Yeah.
Literally was. And it's because was it the... So the colour orange was named orange before the fruit orange.
Oh, okay. And then they're just named...
Orange.
Because it also...
Yeah. Okay.
So, what's your favourite cheese, mate?
I think after them Brie balls the other day, I've got to go for them. But to be fair, that type of cheese, because again, Camembert's the same as well. It's pretty much the same.
You are so like a cheese connoisseur, am I?
Do like them, to be fair. Yeah, because have you ever had a Camembert, though?
Potentially. As I said, I've probably... Potentially.
So, the best way to have your Camembert is... Because it comes in a brine, so it's got a skin, a white looks like a white mouldy skin over it. It's not mould.
Right.
It's just, like, you could look at it and think that's white mould, but it's not.
And call it white mould.
Yeah. And white skin.
White skin, yeah.
Oh, you can't say that, basically.
Oi. Oi. Careful, don't get us cancelled. Yeah.
Non-pigmented skin.
Yeah, non-diversity skin. Yeah.
Racist skin. America. So, get it. Bang it in the oven. Get it all nice and hot on the inside so it's all nice and gooey. And then you get some bread, bit of chia batter or something, slice it up, toast it, butter it, dip it into the cheese.
Right.
So, you know what a fondue, cheese fondue is. Yeah. So that's what it is, but you're doing it just with the brie cheese,
got
the camembert, and it's beautiful, mate. And so if you're putting that on a board, then you have your little pork pies, some sausages, and your
picky bits, other picky bits.
Yeah, so your deli meats, so your little salamis and stuff, and that, like, bit of onion chutney and that as well.
Mm.
Oh, mate, it's beautiful. I'll do that tomorrow again now, to be fair. Oh, little bit of a cheeky cheese board. And it's not just a little party food, but it does get expensive when you start doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds, you get it, you sit there, you watch a film. Problem is, though, if you do it and you do like it, you can't just have one brie or camembert between the 2 years. Got to have your own one then.
Yeah.
Fucking. And, not that I'm recommending it for him, but the skin, you know, the white mouldy skin, it's edible to dogs. Okay. Not too much, though. So he'd be able to have a little bit. My dog can have the whole lot because of the size of him. I'd say that type of cheese, because there is multiple of them, but yeah, a brie / camembert, that'd be mine, really.
A minder at Leicester. There we go.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for your question.
Yeah, brie. Thanks for that, brie.
What a good name as well, brie.
I don't know if we did this when she messaged the first time, but yeah, it was only Brie Larson that I could think of as a person with the name Brie. we've done James's as well. Loves it. Lauren, in with a message. Is it childish to ask my partner for a love letter as my Christmas gift? And then just add a little bit of context there. They're a talented writer. Been together, blah, blah. Sorry, I don't mean to gloss over it. It's just, you have given a lot of information, to be fair. And I don't have much sentimental written by him. I wonder if it's silly to ask for something like that when you're no longer in your teens or early 20s. So she's asking, is it too much of a soppy thing to say, I want to just use your imagination, write me a soppy little love letter.
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, you know, it costs nothing. He just needs to put his feelings down on paper. I struggle with that kind of stuff. But if he's a talented writer, it should come easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be hard. So
I think the problem lies, though, that if she's asking for it, she won't appreciate it as much then.
But if it was done
out of a surprise, then there'd be more sentimental value to it, I believe. I don't think there's any harm asking for it, and I don't think it's childish. But I just think she probably should have dropped the hint a long time ago.
Yeah, you're in the
not
mill.
A couple of weeks before Christmas, seriously.
Well, maybe she has and he hasn't.
Well, I was going to say something nasty then, but don't do that. I was going to say stop giving him blowjobs, but that's crossing the line, that is. That's too nasty. You know, especially with Christmas coming off. God, some people only get it twice a year. Lucky bastards. No, I don't think it's childish.
No, I don't think so.
But yeah, I'd pose that is it going to mean less because you've asked for it? So just have a little think about that. See how that floats your boat. Then we've got Jess with a little message here as well. Why is it that some people seem like they're going to be successful in school, yet aren't successful out of it?
So some people's prime.
Mm.
Is from the ages of 11 to 16, 18. Mm. And then some people's aren't. Some people's come in their prime from different aspects, whether that's from a sports or from like a work ethic or just loads of factors in. Some people have their time where they're better at something. I think mine still hasn't happened yet. I'm hoping soon. But
2024, baby.
So yeah, I just feel like the people that you think would do well in school, like, oh, I won't say names, but you know, you feel like they're gonna
Fuck them. Say the names. Who are you thinking of?
So I always remember that one called, was it David something? It was pretty smart.
Yeah, the smart lad.
It was the smartest lad in school because he got the best grade in school.
Well, him, and to be fair, looking back, I don't know why we thought he was a smart lad, but Stuart Churchill.
I never thought he was smart.
I think because he hung around with them lads. Yeah. Say hung around. They didn't really hang around. No. But he was a part of the smart group of friends. I felt like he was going to achieve stuff. But then, not that there's anything wrong with you. We all need a job and want money and that. But I remember he ended up becoming a manager in McDonald's. And he was happy with that. Like, he didn't want to achieve anything more. I know McDonald's do offer a lot of opportunities.
Like, if he progresses and keeps progressing, he's laughing though.
Yeah.
Like, if he stops. Yeah. But
it just, like, always felt he was going to do more.
Yeah.
But as I say, when I did think about it before, like, years ago, I thought, hang on, he wasn't smart in school though. I just remember thinking when we was, like, 18, 19, seeing him in the McDonald's, thinking, I thought you would have been doing better than this. But one that I always loved. So I'm sure I said it on one of the earlier episodes in the pod anyway, because I used to get bullied in school. And the one of them, Brett, who was a part of that gang that used to bully me, remember us going to the blues game, like a blues game anyway, and he was working behind the desk, like selling the tickets. And because he used to bully me and that, he was like, oh yeah, you're right, lads, blah, blah. I was like, oh yeah, I see you're doing well for yourself then, you prick. And like, because I was, you know, electrician back at the time, fair enough, doing my apprenticeship. But, you know, I knew that I was going on to better things than what he was. And I was like, yeah, that serves you right, you prick. So, yeah, that was a good one. I feel like, I mean, I remember we used to have the conversations back in the day when we was in school, doing the sleepovers, not midnight talks, but, you know, before going to sleep. Well, there probably was midnight, weren't it?
Yeah.
You know, we was youthful, we could stay up until after o'clock in the morning. Yeah, always talking about, like, the different girls and that. And it just, thinking back, it's funny how the ones that, well, we never thought the girls were going to be successful, but we thought they were better. And then as soon as we left school,
yeah, the girls that you thought was
bang out school. 20 kids, yeah. And then they've got nothing to show for it.
So. I just think it all depends, doesn't it? Like, life circumstances as well. Like, you know, some people that hasn't had it given to them, they strive for more.
Mm.
You know, but
I would have liked a bit more information on that email from Jess, to be fair.
Yes.
Like, who have you seen from school that's not lived up to your expectation then?
Yeah.
That would have been nice. But never mind, I ain't going to badger. We appreciate the question. And, Yeah, I think as you pointed out straight away, really, too many people, well, not too many, but a lot of people peak in high school and then
the thing's they can't be that easy for the rest of their life where everyone loves them.
What was that film now? Kevin Hart and The Rock, was it? Yeah, Central Intelligence.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, he was the man, the football team.
Yeah.
And then The Rock was a big chunky boy. And then it all flipped on its head then.
Yeah.
The Rock was the man. Kevin Hart wasn't. Well, saying that, no, he was still successful in his career. He just didn't do what was expected from high school, wasn't he? Along them lines, anyway. Good film. You should go and watch it, people. and then we have one here from Tegan. Is it weird that I want to be an adult and not a teen forever or a child again? I'm 18, and I see a lot of teenagers grieving over their childhood and wishing they could be become a kid again, or that they don't want to grow up. But my biggest goal in life right now is pretty much that my frontal lobe develops. I don't know what the frontal lobe.
Your brain.
So
like, it's a part of your brain. So
yeah, it's just we're saying that, like, it just seemed weird as if, like,
so
I don't
what's
know.
He saying?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So is it weird that it does want to be an adult and not stay as a teenager slash kid?
No, I've got a quite easy answer for this, because of his age, he never had that nostalgic childhood.
No.
Those Saturday mornings, watching cartoons.
Good old Pokemon, cartoons.
Whatever.
Power Rangers.
Bike rides. He's never been on a bike ride with his mate in the last 3 hours. He hasn't.
Football until the street lights come on.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, where you had to see if your mate was coming out, you'd have to go around and knock on. It was easier.
No mobile phones.
Yeah. So I
landline that you had to call. And we did it enough times. You'd get an hour for free, so we'd be watching the clock, 59 minutes. I'll call you back. Bam, hang up, call back. Instead of free phone call for an hour. Not all this internet that you can just chat online all day.
I think now where the world is, you see everyone, like, not it's a bad thing. People want to be successful, so you just, it's built now that you want, you have an idea of what success is, and that's cars, women, money. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, obviously. Everyone wants those things, you know, especially money. So, yeah, I just feel like that you don't want that childhood. Like, I don't think you, depends on what age you are, you don't appreciate your childhood until you're no longer a child. Like, I see stuff like, when was the last time you had a sleepover? And stuff like that, like an actual sleepover, you weren't.
Well, yeah, not childhood ones. Otherwise, I'd say the last time was here. We'd been out, had some drinks, and then I stayed there. Like, that wasn't a sleepover, no.
You get what I'm saying on stuff like that. When was it, like going to Blockbuster and your dad getting a movie when mum used to go out.
I mentioned this the other day.
The smell of it. Do you remember? I remember the smell of a Blockbuster, and like, we used to go, "Dad, can we have watch this?" No. He used to get these same fucking man films, Con Air, whatever it fucking was, with his popcorn. He used to have his ball too. Yeah, it's just, I just feel it's just a generation thing. Depends on what your childhood generation was. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to...
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But what I would say, though, is enjoy being young while you are young.
Oh,
you've got to
live in the moment.
Because...
Tom's flaws.
We did it when we was kids. Like, oh, I can't wait until I'm 18 so I can legally drink and blah, blah, and all that. And you think, literally, like, the grass is greener on the other side. But once you get to an age when you have to move out of the parents' home and... You got your bills to pay and you got to look after yourself. It fucking slaps you in the face hard sometimes. You know, there's been times over the years, well, years ago, really, where I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, I've got to cook myself some food. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Why am I doing it? Why did I want this? You know, I haven't felt like that, as I say, since I was like 19 when I was first living on my own. Now. But yeah, you have to take it all in and enjoy it while you can. Because when you are an actual adult, you know, it's all right wanting to be educated and learn as much as you can and whatever, and college, university, do whatever you need to. But, you know, when you hit being a proper adult, as say, living on your own, pets, kids, family and all that, you're going to be like, fucking hell, this is fucking right now. So, just enjoy it while you can, man. Make the most of it. And, make the memories as well. You know, as you were just touching on there, we did all those things because that's what the norm was. Don't just, don't try and wish it away.
Yeah.
Make the memories, be with your friends, do whatever. Those friends that want to be kids forever and that, still hang on to that. Because, I don't know, I suppose that's an innocence with them still, because we had that. Ours was more of a... we was more naive, wanting to be adults, wanting to be older to do this and X, Y, Z.
Is it?
So
yeah, I agree. And is it rule number one from Zombieland? Enjoy the small things, or is it cardio? Is it number one?
I thought it was double tap.
But whatever, enjoy the small things.
One of the rules, that's probably like number four or five.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, number four, enjoy the small. And if there is a zombie apocalypse, it's double tap, obviously.
Well, what was it the other week now? There was 50 monkeys, or was it 48 monkeys that escaped from, they were doing experiments, essentially. I don't know where it was now, but 50 monkeys had escaped. And I was like, when I heard it on the news, on the radio, whoever I was working with, I turned to them and says, and that's how the zombie apocalypse started. I don't even know. I'm going to have to, fill in the air time for a sec. I need to find out if these monkeys have been found.
Right. was going to say, because I haven't heard anything about this.
So I've seen it on TikTok and that as well.
How did the first in The Walking Dead, how did that virus come about? Because one of them was a monkey thing, wasn't it? Was that 21 days later? Where something about
28 days.
A monkey, then obviously it spread that way.
Well, because I feel like that's been the same like starting point for a lot of the zombie films or like virus films and that. So, bloody cookies. What? Just if I'm going on a website, don't ask me if I consent to cookies because you don't fucking care anyway. Just take it, man.
I wish there was sync on that phone where you can just decline or accept or so.
Well, it's my fault because I've gone onto Google Chrome when I should be using my DuckDuckGo app. Because that automatically gets rid of all the cookies. It just rejects it. Because I'll see it pop up with saying, like, do you accept?
Yeah.
And it will just instantly go, because DuckDuckGo gets it. So it's my fault. I clicked on the wrong app, man, being a div. Nah, it's not this one. This one's saying 8 monkeys. That's not the right one. 43 monkeys. Right, here we go. So more than 40 monkeys escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. So it says earlier this month, but it was in November. So 39 of the fugitive monkeys have been captured safely, but 4 others were still on the loose as of the 19th of November. So, it was a research facility, but they're doing experiments.
Do you know what they're doing on those?
They're injecting them with some fucking bad things.
They could inject them with AIDS, herpes, just anything, just to see what cure they can get.
And that's what it is, isn't it? But could you imagine that? Like, you're just sitting there in your kitchen having your breakfast or something. There's 43 monkeys just barring into your garden.
Oh, yeah.
You were the fucking bananas, lads.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't even know how we got onto that then. Oh, yeah, enjoy your childhood, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, make the most of it.
Yeah, double tap and enjoy the small things.
Yeah. Just live it up, make the most of it, man. Now, we're going to get on to Le Confessions.
Right.
We will do some of the other, because we are getting on a bit now, but we'll do some of the other What's Wrong With You's next week. But we've got some confessions we've got to get out, man. We've got to get them out. Now, Father Ash, are you ready?
I'm ready. And plus, I have reread these ones. Normally, I don't, just so I have a reaction, but it's just cause I've noticed I'm laughing. So, confession mode. My boyfriend and I are in our late 20s and have been together for 5 years. Over the last few months, his hair has started turning grey. I've hinted a few times about him using hair dye, but he doesn't seem to be fazed. It's making me want to break up with him. I don't know what to do.
So, did she say that she's been with him for 5 years?
Yeah, been together for 5 years. And the last few months, his hair started turning grey.
Right.
I've hinted a few times about him using hair dye, but he doesn't seem to faze.
Now, firstly, thanks for sending your confession in. But you're out of order, man.
You're out of order for two things. Rather go grey than bald for one.
Facts.
And if he goes grey before he goes bald, you're 70% more likely to keep your hair. So he's more likely to keep his hair. So,
yeah,
you know, be careful you wish for there.
And just let him go grey because he might turn into a silver fox.
No. Billy Schofield.
Hopefully not that kind of silver fox.
He might be gay.
Watch out, kids.
Yeah.
But now, man, just leave him be. Just be happy that you've been with him for 5 years. Because obviously she loves him. But just because he's got grey hair, so what, man?
Yeah. Does she dye her hair? Probably.
So if you're going grey, then you look after your own hair. Don't worry about his hair back.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, it's mad. Cause
we went a bit streaky.
Fucking fathers in the hood. We had a mate in school, and he had that grey patch of hair on the back of his head. And then there's a few of them that just went bald early, man. Fucking, it's a shame. Like, it's hard. I mean, look, I know I've got a good head of hair and that, though, but even I still have the odd nightmare of going bald and that, man. Fucking, it's not good.
You just do alone to fucking Istanbul, mate.
Well, that's yeah.
It. Get alone, that's it. You play for Istanbul now.
Yeah, we would be on it, getting the old turkey hair and that, but...
Because I can imagine the plane coming back from Istanbul is going to be full of, like, lads.
Oh, it will be these days. Yeah. And the teeth just shining all over the gaff, innit? Yeah. Yeah, now just appreciate your man. Appreciate him still having hair.
And also, you're in your, like, 20s, so assume he's going to be fairly soon, like 20s, whatever. Yeah, I mean...
I think question yourself here now. Why is he going grey? Are you putting stress on his life?
She's that bitch stressing. That bitch crazy.
Yeah? Are you fucking making him go grey?
Yeah,
or is it work-related?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you need to give him some more massages.
I was going
to
say, if she's the problem, what would you recommend, Joe?
More blowjobs.
Right.
Less moan at him, more cock in the mouth.
That's your answer. It's
because I don't get on, mate. I'll just try and help out fellow man.
Yeah. Trying to wingman everyone. He doesn't even know he got a wingman in there.
Yeah, but. Doesn't even know about us.
Yeah.
She's listening to this right now, giving him a filthy look because we've just backed him up.
Yeah.
So, put us on loudspeaker. Let him hear the piece. Let him hear how nasty you are.
Yeah.
Let him hear the realness. Back to father mode now.
Right. Confession number two.
Confession.
Context. Wait, where you put me on? Right. Context. Me, male, 22, and female, 23, went out for our third day to get Mexican food.
Mexican food?
She was Mexican.
Arriba! Ándale, ándale.
She got us a perfect restaurant. She ordered nachos. She ordered nachos and I did too. We ate and I asked if she wanted to come over. She said yes. So we went to mine and we had a shower. So in the
straight in the shower. I'll get it.
In the midst of the shower, I had this feeling that I needed to shit so bad, but I couldn't get out. In less than a minute, I had pooped all over the shower and onto this girl who was looking at me in disgust. I guess we can say there's no fourth day.
I feel your pain there, child. I can't say I've ever shit on a significant other, but we've all been there where you're about to explode.
So for me, I'm assuming that third day, they've shagged and having a shower.
Fair play for that, you know. Yeah. He's talked her into coming back. I mean, going straight into the shower for it is a bold move, to be fair.
But you don't know what
unless they've been at it since day one.
Yeah. What I'm gonna do you in the shower, love.
I mean, that's a bit of a mad conversation though, isn't it? Over some nachos.
Yes.
Do you wanna come back tomorrow and I'll dip it in you in the shower?
And there's some racist undertones here, Jay, because for me they went on a third day to get Mexican food. He didn't have to say she was Mexican, but he did in brackets.
he could have just.
Does he not like Mexican food normally?
Well, he probably just doesn't like it now.
Yeah.
But he could have just said, though, we went and had some of her native food.
Yeah. You know what, though?
When
I went to California, I went to a Mexican restaurant because I've never, obviously, there's no really Mexican food over here. There is now. You got that. What's
we've got
that
a
one?
Few now. So we've got the Taco Bell.
That's the one.
And I can't think of the other ones. There's a couple of big brand ones anyway.
It begins with a C, isn't it? The one Chiricho or something like that. Is that the one you're thinking of?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, I only ever remember being one Mexican
restaurant.
restaurant. Before we went. So when we went. I can't remember where it was.
We're not racist. Yeah. We're just donuts.
Well, we went there and I didn't rail at all. it was literally cold. I thought Mexican food was meant to be warm. It was like lukewarm, if that.
So it wasn't given to you quick enough, is what you're saying?
Now the food was done in a convenient time. It just seems that, for me, I thought it'd be hot.
I think if you're having it the right way, where it's street food, literally handing straight off the grill to you, then it is. But, Laura.
Just Alfie patrolling.
Protecting the house.
Father Alfie.
Like a good boy.
Cleanse you from your sins. No barks.
You have scared them.
No barks. Well done. Right.
So, yeah, oh, well, I mean...
Oh, my God. We're in the middle.
Well, we're at the end, but... a lot of it is a lot of vegetable salad, lettuce and all that. Like. So it does acquire a certain taste bud. Because I'm not a massive salsa fan, guacamole fan.
That's the thing I hate, guacamole.
Yeah, I don't need no avocados in my life. It's overrated, avocados and guacamole, to be honest. Unless you are Mexican. But for me, when I have had a Taco Bell and that, it's all right. You know, I do quite like a quesadilla, which is just cheese and a wrap, essentially. You can add a bit of chicken or beef or something into it as well. It's not my go-to, though. I mean, the Italian cuisine is more cup of tea.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with Dad the other day, actually. So last Saturday, cooked banging homemade lasagna again. Love it. So just saying to my dad, look, you know, I've got leftovers of the lasagna still. Having that tonight, whatever. And he's like, I don't like lasagna. Now, this man's been to Italy numerous times, has spoke about moving to Italy numerous times, yet doesn't like lasagna, spaghetti, pasta, none of it. Looks no. Pizza, but...
Yeah. I hate the way Italians do pizza, though.
We're accustomed to the westernised way of making a pizza, where it's just slapped with cheese, fucking all the meats, whack the cheese in a crust as well.
Yeah.
Fucking... Have a load of chips on the side, the cheese, and fucking onion rings and the lot, and fucking yes, because we've grown up with that—the English way of butchering things. And America, you know, they do it as well. when you go into an authentic Italian place to get a pizza, it's more about the individuality. So you can taste the individual, little bit of mozzarella here, little bit of a basil leaf on that bite. Minimal sauce, so you're tasting the sauce here and there, not overwhelmed because it's a sloppy Joe one and that. But yeah, you know, it is each to their own. I've had it. I'd still go for my classic Papa John's over an authentic Italian pizza all day long, to be fair. I had a pizza last night, so only as cheap as the one, but yeah, I love it. So to be fair, yeah, apart from doing the home cooking of like a Sunday roast and stuff, Italian is my main cuisine of choice, really. Chinese, Ruby Murray and all that. But, I suppose I'm just a typical British person, just having all the standard stuff. Yeah. I'd probably say that because there hasn't been a big choice of Mexican cuisine places as we've grown up, really. It has been more so just the last couple of years. That's probably why we don't like it as much, really.
Yeah, because I can't remember. Well, there probably was sushi places, like Japanese places.
No, not really.
But there's one in everywhere now, isn't
there? Yeah, I think the first place that I saw was in the ballroom years ago when, was it the John Lewis beat? Well, Bowl of John Lewis. Was it Selfridges?
Yeah, and I come round on the back.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was probably the first place that I saw doing it, really.
I've never had it like that, where it comes round the plate, about and you take it off.
Yeah, because they go off the colour of the plate for the price as well, don't they?
Then they just sort of look
weird. Yeah. But fish, I'm not a fish fan either.
I would love to go to Japan for the food.
I need to stop it.
What? Yeah, but we have went a little bit off topic, but
So we do feel your pain.
And it happens. She happens
quite literally. Imagine cleaning that up afterwards. She's all right. She's already in the shower, but you've still got to clean the bath and the walls and that. I imagine it's sprayed.
Yeah. But you just, some bleach down, fucking.
So, word of advice, don't go having Mexican food before you're going to get down and dirty. You might have been unfortunate and that it was just that place that you went, the meat that you had wasn't cooked right or something. But yeah, I just wouldn't take the risk again.
Yeah.
You know, just stick to having Mexican food on your own.
Them ones are bad though, you know, like when you get that urge straight away, like you've got to go.
I was close again the other morning. Now, it is a bit of a running theme. We know that I do come close to shitting myself often. but yeah, I walked the dog in the morning. It's literally Monday morning, this was. Monday morning. Walked the dog. And as I come back, the wife's already up, ready to go work away for the couple of days. She's had the shower, but as I've come in, I needed to go.
Mm.
And it was go. Because it's always the way, as you're getting closer to home, it gets worse and worse. Yeah. The feeling gets harder and harder. And I've in the door, the door's shut, but I'm not locking it. I've ran up the stairs and she's there brushing her teeth. I was like, Bab, I need to go. And she's trying to talk to me. I'm like, hurry up. So essentially, she's had to go downstairs to finish brushing her teeth because I rattled that toilet off. Scutters everywhere. Looking. But I clean my toilet, you know, so it's fine. No evidence apart from the smell afterwards. So, yeah. But you got to go.
You got to go, mate.
Yeah. But I did have it the other week where I was close to doing what I did before again as well. I was looking at that tree and I was like, I might have to go by you in a sec, mate.
My friend. Look at that.
Hello, darkness,
my old friend. That tree's afraid of you, and he's like, no. Not him.
I'm here to shit by you again. So on that fucking storm front, we shall love yous and leave yous. We are back. We're going to try and keep on it again. It has just been a busy couple of weeks. As I say, working. I had my little holiday as well. Baby's birthday. And but we're on it. We're going to try and stay on it every week again. And bring you the content that you all admire so much. So keep the emails and the texts and all that coming through. We shall see you again next week. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.